and tsunami disasters. Well, listener, here is the song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amo Siat Loga by Mata Samalingai. Happy listening.
Amusia loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu girisit nyau nyau girisit nyau nyau amungolu tetota tetota pelebu arata deake baikona guilak pai pai go go lei lei go go barasita teteu lalak lapa guru seilen oh teteu amusia loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu Amugolu tetota tetota pelebu Arata deake baikona Guila pai pai go go lei lei go go Parasita teteu lalak lapa guru seilet oh.
Here is Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto on Thursday inaugurated the operation and development of renewable energy in 15 provinces, increased oil production by 30,000 barrels in the Cepu block, and laid the first stone for 5 geothermal power plant projects in Indonesia. In his remarks via video conference, President Prabowo emphasized these projects are important milestones in realizing sustainable national energy independence. Indonesian head of the National Narcotics Agency, or BNN, Martinus Hukom, stated President Prabowo Subianto's government has designated drug-related issues as a priority in the national development agenda. Speaking at a commemoration of the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking held at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, Jakarta on Thursday, Martinus emphasized this reflects the government's strong commitment to developing high-quality Indonesian human resources as well as a form of political and moral commitment to free Indonesia from the clutches of narcotics crime. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Terus melangkah, melupakanmu, lelah. hati perhatikan sikapmu. Jalan pikiranmu buatku ragu. Tak mungkin ini tetap bertahan. Perlahan mimpi terasa mengganggu. Ku coba untuk terus menjauh. Perlahan hatiku terbelenggu. Ku coba untuk lanjutkan hidup. Engkau bukanlah segalaku. Bukan tempat tuh hentikan langkahku. Usai sudah semua berlalu. Biar hujan menghapus jejakmu.
Bersama rajut mimpi-mimpi indah menghias. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Fidi Aldiano. Oxavia Aldiano, also known as Fidi Aldiano, born March 29, 1990, is an Indonesian singer-songwriter. Now Fidi Aldiano used the stage name Fidi, releasing a new song titled Senyumin Dulu Aja or Just Smile. In the creative process of the song, Fidi collaborates with a new music group from Bandung, West Java, Tadi. This music group consists of Fatan Garna and Adi Handoyo, who help in writing and production. This collaboration is realized thanks to an introduction from Indonesian musician Isyana Sarasvati, the owner of the record label that houses Tadi. Not only that, Fidi also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Fidi's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days. The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25, 2024. The music video for this song was also released on the same day, marking Fidi's first step back into the music industry. Well, listener, here is the latest single by Fidi Aldiano entitled Senyumin Dulu Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai di sandra, deadline di muka, cemas meraja, sesaknya di darah. Banyak problema, seperti tanda tua. Ku tak berdaya, akankah mereda. Ada kalanya merenung lagi manja, harus bisa terima tak semua dalam kuasa. Dasar kita manusia ingin hidup yang senang-senang aja, tenang-tenang aja, walau tak selalu indah. Jangan ragu untuk melangkah, senyumin dulu aja. Lupakan sejenak rasa, beri ruang untuk berdoa, serahkan pada yang punya rencananya. Senyumin dulu aja. Kita manusia ingin hidup yang senang-senang aja, tenang-tenang aja, walau tak selalu indah. Jangan ragu untuk melangkah, senyumin dulu aja. Senyumin dulu aja. Senyumin dulu aja.
Once upon a time, the angels took bath here. In the legend of Tutumenden, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mama Nua, a young farmer. Mama Nua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mama Nua make a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angels said, should their child want to meet her, Mama Nua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumalundung will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mama Nua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of Tutumenden ended happily ever after. And that was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. One hour away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of North Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the death of its beauty. The sunset in Legupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Legupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Legupang. Come to your true home.
Quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
baby. So stay here, baby. Come love me, baby.
Boy, I love the way you come and make me feel. The things you do for me, you know your love is real. I got you, baby. I need you, baby. So stay here, baby. Come love me, baby.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
What is this food?
This delight is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hun kue. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Es Goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona, terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerize. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear seawater, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Karena di sini juga selain kita punya pantai putih.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves, and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Cantiknya kamu, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsat, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. Tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called keroncong mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this keroncong mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu keroncong mama.
Keroncong mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a keroncong mama group, explained, "Now keroncong mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, keroncong mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at the various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of keroncong mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratioengo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Sekian lamanya kita tak berjumpa, namun tak sengaja berpapasan ku denganmu. Tatapan yang sama, rasanya yang lama, namun ku kecewa kau tak peka. Oh, telah lama ku menunggu dirimu, ku coba hubungiku, salah hatiku berharap padamu. Mencari yang tak pasti, wahai kau bunga hatiku, menanti dirimu. Sekian lamanya kita tak berjumpa, namun tak sengaja kecewa kau tak peka. Oh, telah lama ku menunggu dirimu, tak coba hubungiku, salah hatiku berharap padamu. Mencari yang tak pasti, wahai kau bunga hatiku, menanti dirimu. Ada di sini selalu untukku.
In this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Sandaran Hati by Restianad with Mafia Keroncong. The song written by Noe and popularized by the Indonesian music group Leto was released in 2005. This song is about humans' relationship with God. It has a deeper meaning than relationships between people. The song describes a person who is in darkness and helplessness when undergoing a phase of life. So this song can be a reminder for humans that the Creator will always strengthen people. By remembering the Creator, a person will uphold his obligations as a human being towards his God. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Sandaran Hati by Restianad featuring Mafia Keroncong. Happy listening!
Aku mendengar
tanpa bisa bersembunyi. Aku dan nafasku merindukanmu. Terpurukku di sini, teraniaya sepi, dan ku tahu pasti kau menemani. Dalam hidupku sendirianku, teringatku karena pada janjimu ku terikat. Hanya sekejap ku berdiri, ku lakukan sepenuh hati.